What's up, Nerd God Squad? My name's Ryan, and it's time for your Nerd of Godcast, Daily Devo. So I want to introduce you guys to my favorite, currently favorite, first-person shooter's newest character. I'm a big fan of the game Valorant, and their newest agent's name is Killjoy. Killjoy, I've only played against once, and I haven't played with her yet, but the character seems extremely frustrating. She puts down little turret, alarm robots, she throws grenades that toss out tiny little swarms of nanorobots, and her ultimate essentially just freezes anyone caught in it in place completely. You can't do anything. She seems super frustrating and pretty well built to do exactly that. The character seems like a real killjoy, real pain in the behind. It's a concept in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, starting partway through verse 7. Therefore, in order to keep me from being conceited, I was given a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." We have to learn that sometimes things aren't going to go perfectly, and that when they do, oftentimes, if a lot of things go really well in a row, we start thinking we can do everything on our own. We stop being reliant on God and on His power, on His strength. I think sometimes we need those reminders to kind of bring us back down and make us remember that we have to have God to really accomplish things, that we need Him, that we have to trust Him. Remember to rely on God. Don't be afraid to call out when you need help, because He wants to be our strength when we're weak. He wants to fill in those gaps for us and help us in those moments. That's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast awesomeness, you can check out the show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or head over to the blog at nerdofgodcast.com. For the Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo, I'm Ryan, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and He loves you very much.